to clarify the issues for the rest of the world, and we're wrapped up in everything but giving this final warning message. I'll close about that evangelistic series. We got almost done with it a few days before it was done, and there was a Catholic congregation that went into the mayor, and his office was right there at the end of that auditorium. And now think about this. This mayor is elected into office by a constituency that is 80% Catholic. And these leaders of that Catholic church went in there and says, you need to make that man quit preaching what he's preaching. And this mayor told him, why should I? He's just telling the truth. It's right out of the Bible. And it continued on. So I'm trying to encourage you, beyond anything else that I'm trying to do right now, go home and look this over and test it. This is a simple overview of those verses with some studies that aren't in here that follow up and even make it stronger. This is a simple overview because we were restricted to the amount of words we could put in each article. That you're restricted when you're writing articles for a magazine. But if what the premise of this presentation, if it's correct in there, you need to know it. Because brothers and sisters, our probation is about to close. And I wish I had time to tell them about Tico Restrepo and the earthquake in Colombia, but maybe before the next meeting. And Steve Dickey would be in a little bit of part of that story and the printing press that just went down there, but we'll save that. Satan's marvelous act. We have considered a few premises as we're moving towards the conclusion that we'll start to hopefully tie this together. What I'm suggesting to you, the reason that we developed this study was that I got a little bit out on the limb because I identified from the great controversy that the Sunday law comes before the temporal millennium, whatever the temporal millennium is. And based on what people in the world understand the millennium to be, I said that must be January 1st. So we should expect the Sunday law probably before January 1st, year 2000. And I went a little bit too far on that. And as I studied it out, we came up with this presentation. And where we're going with this is that it is clear prophetically that Satan at some point in history is going to return and impersonate Christ, and when he does that, he will be the one to identify as the Antichrist in prophecy. Right now, if you must identify the Antichrist in the world, it's Pope John Paul II. But at some point in the sequence of end time events, there's going to be a transition that takes place. And I don't believe that angle has been considered well enough in Adventism, because when you consider it, you see that it's clear that Satan has been working for many, many years